Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's good. My name's Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. And hopefully your day went well. Mine did. So no complaints. It rained a little bit here and there, but it's all good. So let's go ahead and take some calls. We're starting with 480. You're on air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi. Do you see me find a job soon?
Yes, it is. About 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks? Did I already apply for the job?
Yeah, I feel like yes. That's yes.
Yes? Okay. Do you think I'm going to stay in this area for another month?
Yeah, I see a move in a couple months, but they're going to be there for
months?
Right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you see me in the oh, can I ask one more question?
No.
Or are you ready to go?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you see me and my neighbors staying out of each other's face until then?
Yeah. Sorry you're in that situation, but yeah. Just avoid those people if possible, so.
As much as possible. I know that's right. Okay, thank you so much. God bless you.
You're
have
welcome.
A great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go with 484. You're on air with me. Hello. Well, hold on. Okay, now you're on air with me. Hello.
Hey, hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tonette.
Tonette? Okay.
Yes. Calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Mm-hmm.
I really need to know what's going to go on here with my love life. I've been talking on and off to another female. Her name is Michelle. Her last name begins with the letter G.
Okay.
I really need to know if Michelle G is going to be long term with me, or, you know, are we going to be meeting soon in person? What do you see here?
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a minute so I can pick up some information. I'm going to be quiet for just a minute.
Sure.
I feel like that she is going to be long-term for you. I mean, there's a little bit of an obstacle you guys have facing you, but I believe that it can be resolved and that you are long-term with this person. So.
Okay. Do you know when we are going to meet? Because we haven't met yet. We've been just talking online and over the phone and text messaging. So.
I'm going to say about the first of November. Could be the later part of October, but it's one of those months.
Okay, so it's going to be a little bit more time yet. Yeah, we are having a little bit of obstacles right now because it's been a little rocky off and on, but now we're back talking again. So that's why I called in, because I don't want to waste my time. You know, she's just not going to be term. Why go through all this?
Right. Totally understand. So, but, you know, like I said, there's a couple of things you guys have to overcome. But I believe that you can overcome them and you guys can make this work. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you're seeing long term.
Yes, I'm seeing long term.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let me give you my address. My email address is michael@insightswithmichael.net. The website is www.insightswithmichael.net. Get my tongue sore, be able to talk. Okay, let's go with, where am I at? 509, I think. Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Holly from Washington State. How are you?
Hi, Holly. I'm good. How are you?
Hi. I'm better.
Okay. How can I help?
I just want to ask, I have a male friend that's in jail. Do you see him getting out early for good behavior or staying in the full term? And should I stay away from him or talk to him when he gets out?
No, okay. let me be quiet for just a second. Let me pick up on this. I feel like he will only have to serve part of that for good behavior. Uh-huh. He'll get an early release. And as far as you contacting him after he's available, you know, I don't really see that.
That's okay. That's good
to
know.
I'm sorry about that, but that's what I'm seeing.
No, that's good. I feel the same way.
I just
wanting confirmation.
Yeah, I just feel like that he needs to change his ways a little bit, and hopefully he'll get reformed and just how this life.
It's been a revolving door. Yeah.
A lot of that happens. So, but yeah, I'd stay away from him once he's out. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good night. I appreciate you calling in.
You too.
Okay. Bye bye. All right. Let's go with 111. You're on air with me. Hello.
Well, hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a big fan. And do you have two parts, please? First part is just a female next within block starts with the S. I want to know if she's going to be going to jail. And then second, I'm looking at a new place to live. I'm going to focus on it. I want to know the owner of that property, her name is Holly. Should I get it or not? Please, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I feel like you could go with that. And I keep seeing a lot of troubled water, like you've been worrying about something or something stressing you out. Because I keep seeing that. It's like you're, you know, I'm not sure if that makes any sense to you, but that's what I'm picking up on that. So, okay.
The girl with the S, is she going to be going to jail?
Yes.
How long?
I'm picking out about 5 years.
She's going to be in jail in 5 years from now?
Yep, that's what I keep seeing, yes.
Okay, so before you hang up, the property, should I take it or not? I wasn't clear, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay, no problem. You should take it.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Bless you. Thank you so much.
You too. All right. You have a good night. Appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me take a breath here, and I'll take 703 next. Hello.
Hi. My name is Andrea. How are you?
I'm good, Andrea. How can I help?
Good. Maybe we talked a few weeks ago about reconnecting with the guy that I was kind of going out with. He was at sometime in October, but I actually reached out to him today just to say, mm-hmm. you know, I called him just to say hello, whatever, and I texted him because I got his voicemail. But do you still feel like he's going to reach out maybe sooner or just still reach out to me and see what happens?
Okay. I feel like he's going to reach out to you quicker than what we were thinking. Like, I see it like uh-huh. probably about the end of this month.
Okay, so should I not reach out to him again? Because I already reached out to him today. Should I just leave it and wait for him to call me back?
Yeah, I wouldn't be pushy on this. I would just wait for him to make the next move. The ball's in his court right now. So he needs to make a move towards you. So, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go ahead and take four. You're on there with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. My name is Shemithia. Do you see me meet anyone new?
All right. I cannot hear 404. 804, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Good evening. My name is Hugh. I just wanted to ask a quick question related to a very powerful poem I authored, and I'm donating to a woman and an organization that can be world-changing. How do you see that progressing at this point? I'd like to see it happen sooner than later to bring more peace and love into the world. Is she resonating with it properly and moving along, or is that a waste of time with her?
Okay, I feel like it's not a waste of time with her. I don't know how long this has been going on, but I feel like that, you know, she just needs some understanding. You guys are just not seeing the same thing at the moment. So that's what I'm picking up.
All right. I was hoping it was in good hands, so I'm happy to hear that confirmation because it really can change the world quite a bit.
Right. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Have a good day. All right, let's go ahead and take 347. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how can I help?
Hi, my name is Shanithia. I was calling to see when do you see me meeting anyone new?
Okay. Looks like about the first week in October.
Will it be a more healthier relationship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will be a whole lot healthier than what you've had. He'll take care of you pretty good, and we'll be there for you. So it's a good match.
Mm-hmm. Where will I be meeting this guy?
I don't have that information. I'm sorry about that. I just don't see that. I don't know when. I know it's gonna be soon, but I don't know where you're gonna meet.
So the first week in October.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right, have a good night. All right. I have open lines, and you can call me at 516-418-5997. We have about 13 more minutes together. So, like I said, my day's been good. I think a lot of times, Spirit was talking to me today about, looking behind us, looking at our past. There's nothing we can do with that. We just have to grow from there and keep looking forward. Things will be working out. I mean, everybody right now, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and, it seems like everything is off key right now, not working the way that we think it should be working for us. But, I think the Spirit will take care of us. I've seen it in my own life just recently. So I just really look forward to communing. Meditation is the key. I haven't read the article yet, but I was looking at one that talked about, meditation will help with depression. And I know that in my own life was when I get depressed. I'm all over the place and not reaching out to Spirit. And that's one thing we have to do, reach out and say, hey, I need some help. And, Spirit's going to be there for us. They're always out there just waiting to help us, the angels and things like that. So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and close out. I do appreciate you guys so much. You can check my website out by going to www.insightswithmichael.net. You can get hold of me through email at michael@insightswithmichael.net. All right. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll be on, I'm looking at about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So, all right. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.